So look at this scripture here in Galatians 5:1. So Christ has really set us free. But I'm telling you, most of us still live in bondage to something. We were given our freedom from Christ. The men that started this country, they read the Bible. And that's where we got all these things. So Christ has really set us free. Now, make sure that you stay free. Or walk in faith, walk in love, walk in obedience to His Word. And don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. So many people, even today, that's in the Word, that'll tell you, you have to do this, or you have to do this. And I'm always having people write me letters and saying, you need to celebrate the Sabbath every Saturday. That's when you need to have church. A man that walks in the power you walk in, just think what God would do for you if you would have church on Saturday. Well, my goodness, if he does anything better on Saturday than he does on Sunday, I couldn't stand it. I do have a healing school on Saturday. In other words, I have church at any time. You know, it's not a problem with me, but I'm not hung up on which day I have to celebrate or I have to serve God. Because technically speaking, as his sons, I'm in his house all the time. I'm a son. I mean, when I was raised up in my dad's home, I didn't have to ask or knock when I come home. When I went in, if I was hungry, I opened the refrigerator. If there was something in it, I ate it. I didn't ask nobody. If I was in your house, I would have never come into your house without knocking. I would have never, even if you'd let me in, I would have never went to the refrigerator to get something to eat unless you invited me to. But in my father's house, I had total freedom. I could come in any way I wanted to. I could crawl through a window if I wanted to. You know, Dad didn't care how I got in the house. There's only one thing I remember. One time we sat down to eat one time, and we were not a wealthy family by no means, and we didn't have a lot to eat that night. And I remember sitting down, and I said, gee, Mom, is this all we got to eat for supper? I'm hungry. My dad looked over me and he said, son, if you don't like what your mother has worked hard to prepare for you, he said, you can just get up and leave the table. He said, I don't never want to hear you say anything but what your mother worked so hard to prepare for you every day. Do you hear me? I said, yes, Dad, I'm very sorry. And I never said that again. Let me tell you for sure. Now then it says, listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you're counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ cannot help you. Lots of people count on lots of things besides the cross to save them. I know, I talk to them all the time. You know, when I talk to men, well, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. You go to church? Well, some. I'm a Lutheran, or I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Catholic, whatever. You believe you're going to heaven when you die? I hear this the most from Lutherans and Catholics. Well, I hope so. I hope so. Don't know for sure, but I hope so. If I have been a good man, you know, I have treated my wife right and my children right, surely my good works will outweigh my bad, and surely God will let me in his heaven. Is that going to get them in heaven? No, it ain't going to get them there at all. There's only one thing that God the Father is going to hear when he says, why should I let you in my heaven? What are you going to say? I made Jesus Lord of my life. Not I accepted Jesus as my Savior and then lived like I wanted to, but I made Him Lord. I worshiped Him. I praised Him. I read the Word. I obeyed the Word. I did what the Word told me to do. I walked in love. He told me to love you, Dad, Father, with all my heart. And I have loved you, Father, with all my heart. And I've loved my neighbor as myself. Is that the requirements? Yeah. Under faith, that's the only requirements. You know, you don't have to keep a... You don't have to be circumcised. You don't have to be uncircumcised. You know, you don't have to go to church on Saturday or Sunday or any other day. It's just a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right, Bill? That's what it is, a relationship with the King. If you're counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ cannot help you. Like that one woman we had come to our church that time, she heard me teaching these kind of things, and she said, come up after, and she said, Pastor, I got to tell you, I started going with this man. He was the dream of my life. She said, I thought he was the most handsome man I ever saw. He was a good worker. She said, I fell madly in love with him. When he asked me to marry him, I said, yes. Said he was the greatest man I ever met. And then she said, shortly after we got married, I found out that he was an alcoholic. And she says, you never have any idea the number of nights after we got married that he would come in stone drunk. She said, one night he was so drunk, he came in and he fell across the bed. She said, I walked over there and I looked at him. I said, God, I know that no murderer has eternal life. And if I didn't know that scripture, I would kill him. But she said, he ain't worth me spending eternity in hell for. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Lord. I've tried for 5 years to bring him to you, and nothing has worked. So now then, Lord, I'm just going to do what you said. I'm going to cast him on you and see what you can do with him. She said, in 2 weeks, my husband got saved. She said, 30 years later, she said, I have had 30 wonderful years of life with my husband. The first 5 years was hell on earth. But she said, I was trying to do it by myself. When I turned it over to God, God changed him and made him a great man. She said, if I'd only known that then, she said, if I'd have known what you preach today, I'd have turned him over to God before I married him. You know, isn't that amazing? The people that think you can change a man, and there ain't but one person can change a man or a woman, and that's God. So the enemy is trying, you know, if you don't do it through Jesus. Verse 3 and 4, I'll say it again. If you're trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you can obey all of the regulations and the whole law of Moses. You must obey all of the regulations. For if you are trying to make yourself right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. You fall from grace. So you're adding something to it, and you're not walking by faith now. You fall from grace. And I like to tell the story about how the Lord revealed to me what that was. And that is, the pathway to life is narrow. So I'm going to say the pathway to life is a 1 foot wide path. And I'm going to put that 1 foot board down on the floor, and I'm going to ask you to walk from here to the back on a 1 foot board laying on the floor. How many of you believe you can walk on that board? Everybody believes you can walk on that board. 1 foot wide. Ain't no problem. Anybody can walk on that board. That's nothing, something physically impaired. But now I'm going to make it interesting. I'm going to raise the board up 6 feet off the floor, high as the top of my head. Now how many of you believe you can walk across that board 6 foot off the floor all the way across the back? But now then, the next time we go through, I'm going to throw out a huge bunch of rattlesnakes all in here. So I got rattlesnakes everywhere, hundreds of them, crawling all over the place down here. Now then, when I say walk across that board, although you've just done it twice, most people's going to say, I ain't walking across that board. I've already proven I can, I ain't going to do it again. Some of you will say, I did it before, I can do it again. And you'll just be, you know, prideful enough, you'll do it. But then I say, okay, now then I'm going to make it really like it is in God's Word. It says, the Word of God is a lamp unto my path. Now, how much Word you got in you? 4 or 5 verses? Now, if you turn out all the lights, this little thing's not bad at night. I walk outside, I can see how to get to the car without running over something. But it's a little bitty light. But if I was going to walk across this board and these rattlesnakes all down there, and now I say, now the next trip, we're going to turn the lights out in here. You ain't never seen how dark it is somewhere till you turn the lights out in this building. It's pitch black. What if you have no Word hidden in your heart? Are you going to be able to walk that path now at night knowing there's rattlesnakes all over the place? You're going to be feeling all over with your feet, right? Oh, my goodness gracious alive. It's really going to test your faith. And now then, if you have no Word in your heart, you're trying to walk that little path, I'm going to guarantee somewhere along the way, you're going to slip off the side and you're going to fall. Because you did not know how to walk by faith, because you did not hide the Word in your heart, because you did not walk in love, you're going to fall off of that path. And when you do, you're going to fall 6 foot down there. And let me tell you, in the night, pitch black, with no light whatsoever, when you step off of that thing, even though you know it's only 6 foot to the ground, I'm going to tell you, there ain't no way you're going to hit the floor standing up. You're going to hit the floor, you're going to fall down, and when you do, you're going to fall right into the midst of all them rattlesnakes, and you're going to feel them things all over you. And some of them is going to bite you. We won't take the time to hide the Word in our heart, because walking this pathway should be no problem, because the Christians that are here, we've been a Christian more than a year, how much Word should we have hidden in our heart? We should have a lot of Scripture hidden in our heart. So when we turn the light on, we shouldn't have this little dinky light. I mean, that's just a little dinky light. We ought to have a floodlight. Now then, if you got a whole bunch of Scripture hidden in your heart, when you step out on that board, that the Word of God is a light unto your path. If that thing lights up everything out there wide and out 10, 15 feet in front of you, you got all them Scriptures, is it going to be difficult to walk that path? Yep. No, it's not going to be very difficult. I mean, if you got a light that's going out here this wide and bright and 10 foot in front of you, and you can see that board perfect, you're not going to have any problem. You can do it. But now then, You can't start looking at the things of the world, can you, Joseph?
That's right.
Now, if a little light illuminates over there and it says, oh, look at this brand new Corvette over here. This is just what you need. If you're a young man and you're walking that board and all of a sudden you see that, oh, and then we throw this beautiful girl beside it. Is that the way they advertise those things? And she's about 90% undressed. Is that the way they do it? Sure. In fact, one day I was in a place and the guy opened his toolbox. He had a big door covered up all his toolbox. He had a big door. When he opened the door back, there is a 6 foot tall figure of a totally nude, gorgeous woman. I looked at that and I says, are you a married man? He said, yes, I am. I said, do you have any daughters? Yes, I do. And I said, have they ever come down here and seen this? He said, I hate to tell you, but one of my 18-year-old daughters was down here the other day, and I had this open, and she said, Daddy, I can't believe you got something like that on your toolbox door. I said, and you're still there? I said, you know, you're not being a very good example to your daughter. But when men say they're Christians, but they don't go to church, they never read the book, so they don't know what it says, so they just live the world, and they don't know where it's heading them. But let me show you where it's taking you. 5 and 6. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive everything promised to us who are right with God through faith. Did you notice what that said? So we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive everything promised to us who are right with God through faith. So if we're right with God, everything belongs to us by faith. There's not anything He's going to withhold from His obedient children. It says there, for when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, it makes no difference to God whether we are circumcised or not circumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. So what's important as Christians? Faith expressing itself in love. In other words, when somebody gets all upset with you or starts fussing at you or somebody cusses you out, or I mean, you know, you can be driving down the road and somebody, you know, you may be having a good day and you're not realizing that you're driving 45 and the speed limit's 55 and the guy behind you's in a big hurry. And when he finally can't get around you, almost cuts you off in the front and slings his fist at you and everything else. What are you supposed to do? Say, Father, bless that man in the name of Jesus.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Nail Our Sins to His Cross, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.